So you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it does help me sleep better. My Sleep Number setting is 30, and my Sleep IQ score last night was 92. And maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed and you weren't sure if you could afford one. Consider this. The Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side, so it's right for both of you. It lasts twice as long as an innerspring, and bottom line is, can you really afford to have another restless night's sleep? That can lower your performance. The Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness, your comfort, your support, your Sleep Number setting. That's what that is. It's a perfect bed for couples. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside. It tracks your sleep so you know what helps you sleep your best. Again, my Sleep Number setting is 30, and now is the best time to go into a Sleep Number store. Their semi-annual sale, where a queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. You'll only find a Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED and tell them you heard it here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. It's Wednesday, and we're all here. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Well, where do we start? I think I want to start with, I'm still a little sore today. It's Wednesday, and I went boxing on Monday. And I talked about it a little bit in yesterday's show, but I went boxing. It's always 2 days after when you really get the soreness. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm a pretty in-shape guy. Like, I'm hitting the gym 4 or 5 times a week anyway. That boxing, like, you could run a few miles, but like, I ran hard, I did a lot of workout. Nope. Sometimes you go do a little bench press, be like, my pecs feel strong, if I did a little, nope.
Boxing was just hitting all the
sometimes
other muscles.
Sometimes you do, like, some triathlon, like, you'd be like, dude, CrossFit. Nope. Man, that boxing, it just crushed me. And, like, so much so that it's like, I got to go back and challenge it again.
Did you spar?
No, I don't. I'm not fighting anybody.
Okay. I thought you were going to get in the ring, like, move like a butterfly.
I can't fight people. I only have one good eye.
Correct.
I would have gotten these things they do in town where they let people fight each other in the business.
Yeah.
I'd be fighting everybody.
And there's a line of people that want to fight you.
I can't get hit in my good eye.
Oh, so it's at a disadvantage.
No, if I get hit in my good eye, I have no more eyes.
Oh, that's okay. Not good. I thought
one minus
just,
one is zero.
That's right.
Okay, I thought you were worried about your performance.
No, I beat their butts.
Dang, that's a great move because you can't fight, so you can just say, I beat all you all.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I
beat all their butts because I'm in shape. But I'm not, the toss started boxing, and we did 6 rounds at 3 minutes each. About round 3, I was out. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And the dude's like a former boxer. Wow. And also, he was pumped. He was one-on-one. So it was Lindsay and I both, but usually it's a class.
Yeah.
But because the gym wasn't open, they told us it was. We got there, like, I'll just train you for an hour. And then I think a little bit, it was like, the guy from the radio, huh?
Oh.
I'm going to send you back. Crushed. I'm still hurting.
Are you doing the bag? The bag that Rocky does?
I did the speed bag, did the hard bag.
Yeah.
Then it's like core stuff.
How are your knuckles?
But you have to wrap your hands.
Yeah.
Were you bobbing and weaving?
Are you just saying words now?
No, I've done boxing.
Move side to side like a windshield wiper.
Did you chase the chicken?
Yeah.
They put me on the bag and let a chicken run out and go chase it. Amy doesn't get the Rocky reference, but us guys do.
Did you do the sledgehammer? Boom on the big tire?
I did not. No. But they do have a ring in there, though.
Really?
Yeah, and I'd like to challenge everybody that wants to have a problem with me, but I beat your butt. My eye's bad, though.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Otherwise.
Otherwise, I beat all your butts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good, though. I'm going to go back.
Is it going to be your
I'm
new
sore, like,
thing?
I'm
I bet you get addicted.
I will for a while. I also I had to buy gloves. I had to buy punching gloves.
Yeah, and wraps. Yeah.
Punching gloves.
Punching gloves.
Wow, yeah.
Such a pro. I'm such a buck.
Real man.
I'll beat your butt with my punching gloves.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
All right, this one for your Wednesday. This couple, Kelly and Justin, they were struggling to have a baby. They're both way overweight. And the doctor said, because you're way overweight, you can't have a baby. Like, there's nothing here that's wrong with you, but here's probably the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, doctor said, your weight's a big part of why you can't get pregnant. So she got healthy, dropped 190 pounds.
What?
190.
Wow.
So he's like sitting there going, whoa. So he's inspired.
Mm-hmm. The husband?
Yeah. He dropped 130 pounds. Then, bloop, baby appears in the belly.
They got pregnant.
They just welcomed their baby daughter.
That's awesome.
How about that? I see you, Justin and Kelly. Which, by the way, was a very underrated movie.
Oh, Justin and Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, people act like that was a terrible movie. It wasn't. I actually kind of liked it a little bit.
Yeah, it was good.
So I see you guys. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in airline news. A JetBlue flight from New York to San Fran had to make an emergency landing after somebody's laptop caught on fire. Luckily, everyone is okay. In other news, Yellowstone National Park is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information about who shot the rare white wolf. Any information, just contact authorities. And finally, Kroger has issued a nationwide allergy alert on milk that is in their dessert cups. The packaging doesn't say that it includes milk. There's been reported sickness. Take it back for a full refund.
Just a programming tip. This Is Us moves back to Tuesday nights. They had said it was going to be on Thursday, but it's going to be on Tuesdays. I can't wait for that show.
I know.
And I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens, but I just enjoy having that time. Mm-hmm. It's a feel-good show.
Yeah.
And I believe it's coming on after the Super Bowl this year. Is that what I heard?
Was that when? I don't know.
Super Bowl?
Big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest spot you can get. I believe that's what they said. So that happened. Now, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, man. I did some organizing in the kids' rooms, which I got some more stuff I had to unpack, and I guess I was bitten by the kid bug going to Haiti, so I decided to straighten up their rooms. And honestly, I thought we'd be decorating them by now, but oh well. What'd you do?
I had dinner with some work people last night.
Oh.
For like 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, and I was on us because we just started talking.
Yeah.
I don't get to have dinner with them very often because they're from New York. So I did that, and then I watched Raymond.
Uh-huh.
It's like a marathon. Everybody loves Raymond because it's a new show apparently, and I haven't seen all the episodes. I didn't sleep again last night because I didn't sleep the night before.
Yeah,
it's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
My dog had like a panic attack last night. Started shaking like crazy.
Because of what?
I don't know. He's old, and so I have to do this thing where I bear hug him and like squeeze him extra tight.
Yeah.
And then just squeeze and hold and squeeze and hold, and then finally he just like gets hypnotized and just goes to sleep.
Oh.
But he like just shakes so hard. But
it's
I'm just watching the dog crumble, man. It's sad. Mm-hmm. He's just getting old, and every day it's like another little thing. He's 14, and even when he goes to the vet's like, yeah, they always start it with, you know, he's 14 now.
They
here's
do.
What, yeah. Ugh, it stinks,
yeah,
man.
That sucks.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your positivity here on Wednesday. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I always love a good overachiever. You know what that means? It means they've surpassed whatever God-given ability that they worked hard for. This kid, high school student, is the definition of overachiever. The day before he graduated from his high school, he earned his 9th associate's degree from San Joaquin Delta College.
Wow.
As he was going to high school, he kept taking college classes and getting
associate's degrees. Wow.
Yeah, now he's going to a 4-year college, wants to become a doctor. He's going to go to UC Davis. But how about that? 9 associates through high school.
Shout out.
Man, I love that. Amy, give me something.
Well, a 98-year-old woman named Aileen Cooper, or Aileen Cooper, not quite sure. She has written nearly 7,000 letters to troops overseas. She started writing letters back in World War II to offer comfort to soldiers. But about 6 years ago, she's like, I'm going to start counting all the letters I write to these soldiers. So imagine if she started counting way back during World War II.
I just think how cool that is to do.
Like, yeah.
That's just a cool thing to do.
And she says she's going to still do it. She's going to continue writing letters as long as she can. Again, she's 98.
That's cool. Lunchbox, you're up.
There's this 7-year-old girl. She wanted to raise $500 for a hospital that saved her dad's life. He had cancer. They saved him. He, you know, whatever. So she's like, I'm going to raise $500.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
She has reached $100,000.
Wow. Look at that.
That's a lot.
Put that in your whatever and
yeah.
smoke it. See the president tweet the word convifi or whatever last night?
No.
Oh, it was the number one trending thing all over the news this morning.
Oh.
Do you watch the news when you wake up?
I normally do. Today I did not.
How is it? Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, did you see the, you know, everybody talking about it? He's like, oh, no, I didn't see this. Michael Jackson died? Like,
stop. No.
Crazy thing.
Well, then tell us about it.
I think everybody knows. Lunchbox, do you know this?
No, I don't watch the news in the morning.
Do you look at Twitter or Facebook or anything?
I look at your tweets in the morning to see what kind of rants you go on, but I have not checked out any news tweets because your tweets are more interesting to me.
He just, I think, gave up on a tweet last night. And it was, I woke up and it was like, Convivi center of the world. Everybody was making jokes about it. It was like, look it up. You read it to me exactly. He deleted it, though. So you have to look it
but
up.
Did someone screenshot it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Retweeted it.
It was up and got retweeted like crazy. But I think it was a made-up word. I think he just hit some keys and accidentally hit send right in the middle of a tweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been there.
It says, despite the constant negative press, Convivi.
And so
maybe that means like onward.
It became a meme. Convivi. And it became, I woke up and like everybody was tweeting about it in my feed. And I was like, what is Convivi? Like 3 o'clock this morning. I need to get you guys on the news. We do a show where we talk about news things. Like, we should probably look up
hey,
stuff.
Hey, yo, I do.
Oh, yo? Oh, well, yo. Wow.
Yeah, I was looking up other stuff. Like,
yo.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So I guess George Strait picked up a golf cart deal. He's now doing commercials for them.
How much do golf carts cost? May have to get me one of these.
Well, they have a special edition model that's over $24,000.
No, never mind. I don't
Who's
play
George
golf?
Strait selling these golf carts to? So, Garth Brooks, did you see the picture that he posted of his muscles?
Yeah, isn't it like a, hey, I challenge you, like, good kind of tweet thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Brett Favre sent out a challenge to Garth, and then that means Garth had to flex and take a photo and use the hashtag FlexForForces. It's a campaign that supports the military, and then Garth has nominated Serena Williams, so it's kind of a domino effect. You can find out more about FlexForForces at USO.org. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Appleton, Wisconsin. A man walked into a bank in a dark hoodie, backpack on, and handed the teller a note saying, give me all the money. This is a robbery.
Oh.
Gets away with $2,000 in cash. They can't figure out who it is. A few hours later.
Wait a minute. Do we want to play Guess the Ending?
Yes. Love that.
Oh, what did he do? Because he got caught. I guess he got caught. We all are going to get caught.
Yeah, yeah.
He, there was either something left on the note. I'm going with, he like it was like a bank slip or something, or some sort of with his name
all
on it.
All his info.
That's where I want to go. Anybody have another guess?
No, I like that one. Go with that
one.
Because sometimes it's like, he left tracks in the snow all the way to his house.
He was eating Cheetos, and they followed the trail.
Yeah. Like his hands, all the way his
hands. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go, though, with there was something the note.
A few hours later, police find the backpack in the park. No cash. They find the sweatshirt, and inside the backpack, the man had left his wallet.
No.
What a bonehead.
Oh, Munchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
We got no points either, guys.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Sometimes there's a song that comes out, and you just listen to the words, and you're like, dang, that's deep. I was listening again this morning, that Scotty McCreery song, Five More Minutes. I was like 3 weeks ago, I was playing it for the first time. And I was like, dang, that's a good song.
And give myself five more minutes.
It's about life. It's one of those life songs. If you haven't heard this song, I want to play it for you. Because, like, Scotty McCreery does not have a record deal. He's not on a record label.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is just a song that was put out, and I heard it, and I was like, man, that's like a life song.
That's good.
And I think if our listeners like it, and then they start downloading it, and then Scotty McCreery gets a deal, then he gets rich and has millions of dollars. And I mean, I don't know. He sings more songs like this. That's the goal, right? He just wanted to keep singing songs. I want to play, if you haven't heard this yet, I just want to play it because I think it's a good life song. I'm going to make this our all-access song of the day, too. So download it if you like it and listen to the words. Scotty McCreery, Five More Minutes. Tell me if you like it. Like, listen to this song. Tell me if it, like, hits you in a chord. Like, here we go.
8 years old, couple cane poles, sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bombers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled five more. 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. And Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that good night kissing. We wanted five more minutes.
Come on, there's a song with a story in it right there. A little depth. Get some of that depth on
it's
the radio.
Good.
get some of that, make you feel a certain way, because you're like, dang, I miss playing football too. Then you're like, dang, I miss my grandpa too.
Yep.
Then you're like, dang, I want to go fishing 5 more minutes too.
Yeah.
It's like life right there from Scotty McCreery. 5 more minutes.
And give myself 5 more.
Like for the good stuff, the sad stuff. If I could give myself 5 more minutes, it'd be asleep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your all day.
It's a good
tip
choice.
Tip your waitress. Thank you very much.
Yeah, get some of the steak. Get the special tomorrow night. Yeah. Anyway, download that song from Scotty McCreery. I just kind of like it, and I want to see it like make it to country radio, because that needs to be a thing. Like, songs need to be a thing.
Yeah.
All right, tell me if you think something funny is happening here.
Okay, ready.
Eddie's our video producer. He's got 2 kids. He's definitely the family man of the show. So, with that, sometimes you have to order food.
All the time we have to order food. Delivery is key because we can't leave the house. So we found this awesome Chinese place in town. I guess it's right by my neighborhood. We have no idea. My wife found it online.
Good reviews online?
Like, great reviews. Yeah. Yeah, we tried it and it was delicious. It's probably the best Chinese food in our neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, so in the last like couple months, we've just been ordering a bunch of it. Well, the other day I needed to... not pick it. I needed to pick it up instead of delivery.
Oh.
So you're just going to stop by there.
Hey, yeah. We were in a hurry. So I was like, I need to go pick it up instead. They're like, no, pickup. No pickup. I'm like, what do you mean no pickup? No pickup. Delivery only. I'm like, okay. So I thought that maybe this is just a thing that they were doing that day. The restaurant's dirty. Dude, I looked online. There is no address for this place. Like,
what's your theory?
I think they're doing this out of their house.
Totally.
They're cooking Chinese food out of their house.
Yeah,
and
they are.
Delivering it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, part of me is like, no questions asked. I don't care. Like, cook it out of your stove. Like, who cares? It's good.
Well, I mean, food inspections.
There are regulations and why restaurants can happen.
Yeah.
Why some can't.
So is this bad?
Dude, you have to find out where this place is.
Yeah. You do.
Well, I looked online and it's like no longer there, no address,
okay,
nothing.
Here's
That's
what
amazing.
You do, though.
I love
you
it.
You order the food, then the delivery driver, you know, drops it off, but you're waiting in the car, then you follow him.
Oh, come on. Dude, do that.
Yeah.
He goes to an apartment complex.
He just goes back home.
Hey, honey.
How shady is that?
Dude, it's really good though, huh?
It's so good.
Does it make you want to stop ordering from them?
No. That's my point. Like, dude, no, see no evil, hear no evil, whatever. Who cares?
If there was just a neighbor and they cook great food, would you call an order from them?
Of course.
If they just brought it to you?
Of course. Like, who wouldn't want good food from a neighbor?
Dude, please. Follow. Amy has a great, like,
just order
just
and follow the
and
driver.
See where they go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have them drop it off. And then do a hidden mic. Don't talk to them. Like, don't go and, like, approach them or anything. But just see if they go back. Please do it. Like, I'm asking you personally. You don't have to play it on the radio. I just want to hear it at my house.
All right.
I want to listen to it at home and see what happens.
All right.
Because that's amazing to me.
How crazy is that?
Hey, call us. 877-77-BOBBY. Shady or... It's just got to be
or normal.
Shady, right?
It's definitely shady.
All right. What's something funny to you over there?
Yeah, you.
What?
There's... how you work in between stuff and how you like pat yourself on the back.
Listen,
and you like hit the clock.
People
and, like,
don't even know.
Everything's
I'm like,
perfect timing.
I'm eating.
Like, bam.
I'm doing commercials. I'm like measuring songs and like 1 second. We finished 1 second before we went on the air.
I know. It was really impressive, but you were like, yeah, that's how it's done. That's how I get paid.
Nobody
how
heard
I get
of it.
To eat.
Nobody heard of it, Amy. And I was like, that's why I get to eat. That's why,
That's how I pay my bills.
That's how I pay my bills.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm right on time. By the second.
Yeah. You nailed it.
By the second. Nobody else got to hear it, but I'm glad you could enjoy that. Mr. Bobby Bones. Eddie, our producer, was telling us about this Chinese food, and he was just raving about this Chinese food. He's like, man, it's so good. And I was like, well, where's it from? He's like, well, I'm not sure exactly. They just order it, and then it comes.
Shows up.
And then it was like, I couldn't find the address online. So we've determined here as a group that this Chinese restaurant doesn't exist. That it's just somebody cooking it in their house.
And it's good.
It's Eddie's neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, you're on the air. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Thank you for calling. I'm really good. What would you like to say?
Absolutely. Dude, so, absolutely. The best food you're ever going to find is cooked out of houses.
Wait a minute. So, wait, this is happening to you too?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's happened to you?
So we're in Jacksonville, North Carolina. We have some, I don't know, they got some decent chain Mexican restaurants, but they're not really the best. So you find really, really, really good Mexican food on Craigslist or Facebook groups.
Wait, what?
Oh, so
this
it's
is
just
a thing?
People
this
saying,
amazing. Yeah.
like, hey, I'm cooking up a bunch of enchiladas today. I mean, chicken enchiladas. I got this. I got, you know, lumpia. I've got whatever, you know. So you just hit them up on Facebook or Craigslist, and you meet up with them. And
you got to be kidding me.
This is amazing.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best.
Wow. That's a great call. I appreciate you. That's awesome.
I got to hit.
Hey, I appreciate you.
There's Nick coming with the call right there.
Yeah. This is a thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I trust it, though. But it is a thing. It is a thing.
We're unlocking an underground, like, food ring.
We're on the black web of food deliveries.
Yes. This is it. This is what it's like.
They're all freaking out right now.
Yeah, they're all calling out. Oh, guys, we've been busted. Wow. Here's something I want to talk about, and I think this would be a good thing for listeners to jump in on. So Lunchbox went to the Eric Church concert. And it was the show that was, like, 4 hours, only him, no opener. Set an attendance record. Like, it was amazing.
This is my.
And I agree. I didn't go to this one, but I went to the last one that Church played. So Lunch was like, well, but there was one fan there that was kind of creepy.
Oh, she sat right in front of me, and I don't know how I started talking to her. I guess before the show, she was asking me if I was excited. She told me she'd been to 20 of his shows in her lifetime, and 4 on this tour, and at every concert, she made a playlist of every song he sang. So she knew exactly which song he sang 5 years ago when she went to his concert. She every time a song would come on, she'd pull out her phone, type it in the list, like, Eric Church, May, whatever the date was. And I was like, that is creepy.
Why does that make you angry?
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't make me angry. Mm-hmm. It makes me creeped out and weirded out. Like, there's something wrong with her.
For me, I think we all have things that we love and obsess over.
Yes.
And as long as it's not hurting an animal or a kid, like, I'm good. Like, if you want to obsess over music and you want to file things, I'm so obsessed with time that it ruins people's lives. Like, everybody in this room has to suffer because I must be on time every single day. 1 minute. Blah, 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 blah. I'm obsessed with it.
That is totally different.
She's not going to stab him. She hasn't. She's not.
Lunchbox is acting like she might.
Well, she's never been to a meet and greet either.
How do you know?
She told me.
I have no problem with this because it's just someone enjoying something and not hurting anybody. I don't care if it's this or if it's pro wrestling or if it's playing fidget spinner. Whatever it is, as long as you're just having a good time. Like,
yeah, she's a big fan.
The environment that we're in is so negative all the time. Let people love what they love as long as they're not hurting something.
I understand that, but writing down every single song.
Why is that hurting you?
Like, just relax, enjoy the show.
Maybe that's how she
enjoys
it.
That is her enjoying it.
20 times?
And then she can go back.
20 times? I mean, come on. I haven't been to anything 20 times. My favorite sports teams, I haven't seen them 20 times in person.
Intramural sports.
I would look at you and go, dude, get over intramurals. Like, you're playing 4 times a week at 9 p.m. Like, be an adult. I don't think that, but I could. Or I could be like, dude, stop obsessing about every teen mom. Like, you know every teen mom.
Oh, true that.
Every 16 and pregnant girl. Like, you know all their stories.
Right. That's some a TV people, show. That's something that comes on TV. She has to travel across the country.
Who cares?
20
wait,
times.
You would travel to see a teen mom.
You did drive hours to go meet one of them.
Yeah. I drove down the block to the Barnes & Noble.
And waited for how long?
Probably about an hour.
To meet a girl that just got pregnant when she was a teenager.
But then she's on TV and she's funny and she has a personality and she has a brand and she's...
Well, Eric Church is a brand.
Here's our number. 877-77-BOBBY. I actually love it.
Yeah.
She found something she loves and she just does it.
She's all in.
In a time when we're like, hey, just go out and find something positive, enjoy yourself. She's doing that. And here you are putting it out on Front Street. Lunchbox is going off over here because he met somebody at Eric Church concert. How many shows has she been to?
20.
And he's like, that's just too much. And she keeps the set list on her phone. And she like loves the fact that he changes music up. And he's like, that's just too much. So I got people on the phone, Lunchbox, that either agree or disagree with you. Because you thought it was crazy.
I thought it was crazy and creepy.
And creepy, wow. Okay. Hey, Tiana in Mansfield, Ohio.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. What do you think about what Lunchbox is saying?
I think Lunchbox is crazy. I've been to over 20 Rascal Flatts concerts.
Lunchbox, what would you like to say to her?
How old are you?
26.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with you?
They're good. Nothing's wrong.
I agree.
I mean, I understand they're good, but 26 times?
Yeah, I mean, we go multiple times a year, 4 or 5 times a year.
Wow.
That's not that much. When you break it down, like that's if you're going to go do something over and over, like I assume you go to a couple of times close and you travel a couple of times, if like a vacation, right?
Yeah.
I have totally. No problem with this.
That's exactly what people do when they're obsessed with sports. Like if you are, I don't know, a fan of the Patriots, you probably travel to go see them play football places. And you probably know all of Tom Brady's stats.
Yes, but every football game is different.
Concerts are different. 99%
of the concerts, they play the exact same songs.
But you love those songs.
Yeah, but...
But they have different opening acts a lot of the times, too. So it's always good to go see them as well.
Solid point.
Tiana, thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Let's go to Billy in Oklahoma. Billy.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Talk to Lunchbox.
Okay. Hey, I think it's just a little bit weird, but not nothing bad. Like you're saying, you know, the lady's not hurting them. I mean, that's her thing. She's into it. That's cool. But I got to say, man, I think it's a little bit more weird of you to wait in a line for an hour to see a Teen Mom, man.
I agree.
That's a girl's show, man. Like, come on.
It's also a show about a girl who's a teenager who gets pregnant.
Right.
Like, I know that's like, they're kids.
You're watching the show about kid pregnancy.
Yeah, but then they turn into adults. Like, now they're, like, 24, 25. Oh,
right. It's worse.
That's still a kid.
Yeah, right, Billy. That's still a kid.
We all eventually turn into adults.
Yeah. No, dude, tadpole, it turns into a frog. It's all good. Billy, appreciate you.
I appreciate you, sir.
All right, let's see. Let's do one more real quick. Hey, Stephanie and Raleigh.
Hi, Bobby.
You're on the air. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. So I'm going to have to disagree with you, Lunchbox. The very first Eric Church show that I ever went to, there was a girl there who did a meet and greet that night. She had been to over 100 Eric Church shows, and he let her pick out the set list that night. Oh. It was his home state show, which is a pretty big deal. He wasn't creeped out by it at all. That was my first Eric Church show, and I sat there that night, and I was like, wow.
Dang, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah, Stephanie, appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Hey, here's the thing, too. If people come and they want to come to my stand-up shows every time, I love it. I'm like, I recognize people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what up? People, Raging Idiot shows.
Yep.
Do people come to multiple shows? We're like, well, we know them. Anyway, I think it's awesome. Lunchbox, you just keep being you, buddy. All right?
I will. I won't be weird and creepy.
Yeah, you will. No, you are.
You will another way.
Yeah, you are. He has another show he's obsessed with. It's a kid show. I'll tell you about it in a bit. It's in a minute. Wait, I'll tell you about it. Lunchbox was hammering an Eric Church fan. He was like, hey, it's crazy. She went over 20 concerts. She writes down the set list as she goes. I was like, man, let her enjoy life. Steve's on in Columbus, Ohio. How do you feel about this, Steve?
Oh, man, I think it's great. I've been to about 80 Justin Moore concerts over the years.
What is wrong with you?
Just a big fan. I guess we got to be good friends with Justin and his guitar player Roger. So I started to hunt with him and Nate and all them guys.
Listen to that.
No, they think, okay, we got to be nice to this guy because he's a little weird, so we're going to keep, you know they say keep your enemy closer or whatever because they want to keep an eye on you because they think they're a little creeped out.
What do you think about that, Steve?
No, I think it's great, man. I think it's if you like something like that, I'm a big fan of his. I think it's great.
I agree with. Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
There we go. Lunch. We just are going to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. I guess I just know where you have the time to go to 80 concerts, someone's concerts. That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah, you have all the time in the world. You have more time than anybody.
I do not have time to go to 80 concerts of Justin Moore. I'm sorry.
Over the years, you would.
Yeah, because that's not your thing.
Because I have a life. It's
your
whatever.
But you have time for the things you like.
Yes, a lot of time.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So now that Thomas Rhett is a dad, you might be thinking maybe his third studio album that's coming out later this year is going to be about fatherhood. He says, nope, this record was written before that, but his fourth album for sure is going to be a lot about his children.
Wait, his fourth album? We haven't got his third album yet. What's his third album? It's all songs like, I ain't never being a daddy. It's like the total album. He got all these jams because he had no idea.
He says in this album coming out, he alludes to how life is going to change a lot. Do you watch his Insta stories of him and his daughter? Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
The only Insta stories I watch are mine. And I look back at them and I'm like, dang, that's pretty good.
You're joking. You watch others, right?
I don't think he's joking.
Okay, so Lee Bryce had to ask for help from his local Tennessee community after two of his dogs went missing, posted stuff on social media, Facebook, Insta, everything.
They find him?
Yes, that is the update. He's been reunited with his two dogs. He thanked everyone from the bottom of his heart.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
I love those. Hey, I want to mention a couple things. First thing is I want to mention this, and I wonder if I should wait now or talk. I have a diva. I know, it's going to be crazy. Bobby's a diva, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a diva story coming up.
What?
Have you guys heard about the crazy demand I made?
No.
Oh! Okay, Amy, I'm looking at you. Only you right now.
Okay.
I want, when I tell you the story, I want you to tell me if this is me being Beyonce or not.
Okay.
Because I felt like I was in my right place to say, hey, I don't like this. Can we make it this? But I did hear it was kind of a diva-ish
thing. Is it work-related?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
I can't wait.
I know. And a little bit. Also, Ray and Bay are going to Vegas, right?
So yeah!
Two things are happening. One, we're sending them back with the poker chips for Lunchbox's money.
Oh, good.
Finally.
So when are you guys going?
A month,
okay. And two, we're all speculating now, are they going to get, are they going to elope?
Ooh.
Ray is our audio producer, and it's, will they elope? Let's just go around the room. Yes or no? Amy, are they going to get married? Oh, Amy said yes. Look at Ray's face.
Ray, I can just tell something's up with this.
Is Ray going to get married in Vegas? Lunchbox.
Little White Chapel. Yes.
Oh, okay, two. Eddie.
Definitely Ray style. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm going to go no.
What?
Really?
Just because I don't think the odds lean there. I want to be super surprised.
Wow. Ray, how long have y'all been together?
3 years.
Three years.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yes.
Would you like to get married in a place like, I don't know, Las Vegas?
I probably assumed a beach wedding.
A beach wedding?
Yeah.
But what about the pool at Vegas?
Yeah.
What kind of beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, with Siesto.
DJ Tiesto in the background?
That guy.
Yeah, DJ Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
No, Pauly D.
Oh, whatever. The weasel. Unsa, 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 unsa. That's interesting to me.
I know.
Is if they're, and also, I hear that Amy almost crashed into somebody in the garage yesterday, and someone saw you do it.
I did?
You don't remember this?
She probably didn't know.
I didn't.
No.
I did not.
You're the worst driver, and I have that story
but
coming.
I didn't.
You are.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Hey, if anybody wants to call us, I got a little game we can play. Call 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. I guess I'll go here first. Lunchbox is super excited about this new TV show.
What is it?
It's on MTV. What's it called?
Promposal!
Oh, okay. So like, you know, extravagant ways that people are asking others to prom?
Yes, and it documents it and shows it, and how awesome is that?
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's a fun TV show because you read about it and they make the news and we talk about them on how people did this for their promposal. I think it's pretty cool to see. I think it's fun and it's interesting and it's going to be good TV.
You love watching teenagers.
He loves watching kids.
Yeah.
So weird.
Like he loves 16 and Pregnant, yeah. Teen Mom, Promposal, Kids Do the Darndest Things. Like all those shows he loves.
Next thing you know, he's going to be watching Prom and Pregnant.
Oh, great. Oh, that'd be a good one.
No.
They could do a follow-up Promposal that get pregnant.
No.
Oh, Amy, that's a pretty good TV show pitch if you need the right people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lunch does love these shows about teenagers, though. I think you just miss being a teenager.
Listen, if I could go back to high school, I'd go back to high school.
You really would? More than this right now.
Yes, dude.
More than being married, having a job that people would just kill for, you would go back to high school?
Yes. Instead of being married and go, I mean, it would be so much fun. You still have your whole life to look forward to. Now that I'm 35 and married, you're kind of set. Like, life is, like, pretty much over.
What? Wow. I don't feel that way at all.
I don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
I understand that. But you, all you do is complain about kids.
My life's over.
Like you don't make kids sound fun.
And it's like, well, good point about me, but.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're in high school, you still just, like, you're dreaming about everything. And now you're just kind of like, okay.
So are you saying you screwed up by not achieving your dreams?
Yeah, I didn't screw up, but there was just more dreams out there. Now I don't have as many dreams.
Then dream away. Go to sleep, buddy.
Man, I can't dream anymore. Some of that stuff's passed. I'm too old for it.
So you want to be on?
Real World.
That's
too old.
Yeah, that's one of those dreams that it's gone.
But you could be on a show like Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen an episode of Big Brother.
But it's basically Real World.
Survivor.
Ooh. You can be on a lot of those shows that are better versions of that.
Right, but now I'm in my career, and I can't just leave for 40 days at a time. Like, Big Brother, you got to be gone for like 3 months, right?
You
it's
could.
All summer. No, I couldn't. I could, but I'm not going to. Because if I don't win, it's not worth it.
Even if you do win, it's not worth it.
$1 million is worth it.
Would he still have this job? Are you saying you would let him go?
No, he would not have this job.
Oh. Well, then why are you
That's
saying
what I'm saying.
I'm saying because he can. He can go if
well,
he wants.
Yeah, I mean, we
like
can all
free
do.
Will. We will let you out of your contract. God has given you free will.
Yeah. Right. You have a choice to
the
get
man
on that bus.
The good Lord has said you can leave. And you can walk out to you right now, buddy.
I understand that. So? I do it all the time. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. I walk out of here.
If you want to get in your car and drive to Mexico, you get just go?
No, I don't think you can.
You can drive right to Mexico. You can't.
Well, I can stop right at the border, huh?
Yeah, do you not have a passport?
Oh, I do. So
yeah,
I could get
it.
Yeah, you can.
What's happening? Yeah, you can.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you just need to figure out your dreams and go get them. It sounds like you're just sad.
Yeah.
No. I'm not sad. I'm just saying when you're in high school, there was just so much more to look forward to. I mean,
you would change places and go back to high school right now.
Without a doubt.
Would anybody else go back to high school?
No way.
High school was so horrible.
High school was terrible for me.
Yeah.
You guys are weird.
I mean, and I feel like I liked it, but looking back, life is good.
Yeah, high school. I just got beat up a lot. I don't want that anymore. Aww. I get it in different ways now. You guys ready?
Ready
for the newest game show sensation? Sweeping the game show nation. Let's play Pick Your Prize! All right. I'm going to go over and talk to Adam in Clay County, Alabama. Adam, how are you today?
Man, how's it going?
It's really good. We're going to play a game called Pick Your Prize. Adam, now tell me something about yourself here as you come on the game show. Tell me, give me one fact about yourself.
Man, I am in sales, and I just live life and love every minute, brother.
There he is. Welcome, Adam, everyone. Yeah, welcome, Adam. 28 years old. Adam, now as we play Pick Your Prize, I want to give you three options. You've already won the game. Hey, he's already won the game. Congratulations. Yes, he's already won the game. You get to pick your prize, Adam. Prize number one is a fresh crisp $20 in cash sent right to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Prize two is you get 20 seconds on the radio to say whatever you want. Profanity not included. 20 seconds to say whatever you want. Or prize number three is the mystery prize. All right, Adam, 28 years old, just living life in sales. Would you like 20 bucks, 20 seconds, or the mystery prize?
Give me the mystery prize.
He wants the mystery prize! Now, the mystery prize can be anything, and our producer, Ray, already has it, is what it is. Yesterday, we had some really great mystery prizes. Ray, he has chosen the mystery prize. What has he won, producer Ray?
You win a clip of Lunchbox's chest hair. It's been cut with scissors from the studio and placed in a plastic bag. There's also a letter of authenticity. You will also have to pay for shipping. Congratulations from the Bobby Bone Show. And back to you, Bobby.
Thank you. Give it right back. Oh, Adam, how do you feel?
Man, I'm speechless.
Yeah, speechless. There he is. And that's how we play Pick Your Prize! And he's got to pay for it if he wants
it. Yeah, what's up
with that? Go with the money, man. Everybody goes mystery
Why
prize.
Don't they?
Go with the money. So I was told I pulled a Beyonce yesterday.
Okay.
And that I was being a diva. Let me run it by you. Tell me if I was being a diva. Because I don't feel like I was. They have these pictures of me they use for promotional use.
Yeah.
But like the station does. I'm like, hey, Bobby Bones is out here. You know, go hang out, Bobby. So they put a picture up, and it was an older picture, but it was before I got my teeth fixed. I was really self-conscious about my teeth. I never went to the dentist my whole life. My teeth were crazy messed up. And so when I could finally get my teeth fixed, I fixed them. And the picture is like unfixed teeth. And I was like, guys, we can't. Take that picture down. Switch pictures. Like, I was so self-conscious of that. There's a reason that I went and got it all fixed. And so they were like, oh, Beyonce wants a picture of his teeth fixed.
Who said that?
Let's just say the powers that be.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So am I being a diva or is that an okay ass?
Are we around the room
yet? Yeah, Amy.
No, you're not being a diva.
So I'm not Beyonce?
I support you. If that was something that you were self-conscious about,
big
and
time.
You've changed and you have a little bit of a different look, I mean, it's subtle, but still, that you don't. You, if you've got new pictures, use those.
I do.
Okay, I not Beyonce.
Hey, Beyonce. Come on. It's a subtle thing. No one even notices it.
You can't
and that means
it.
You had to go through the process of going in and putting all these logarithms in there. And like,
what are you doing? Changing
pictures on websites and all that.
What'd you call them?
Logarithms. Isn't that what they're called?
Algorithms?
Oh, yeah, that. Algorithms.
Logarithms.
Yeah.
So whatever. Yeah, so you're being a diva, Beyonce.
Eddie, final vote.
You're good, dude. You got to look after yourself. If no one's going to look after you, you got to help yourself out.
I did kind of feel bad because I was like, but I just am so, I didn't like that.
Yeah. They shouldn't make you feel that way.
No, they
did.
Shouldn't.
They did. They still do.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Just wanted to share. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Yeah, I did a Bobbycast last night with Carly Pierce. She has a song, Every Little Thing, I Remember Every Little Thing. Here, I can just play it.
Yeah,
every
little thing, I remember
every little thing. You can listen to her tell her story, which is pretty fascinating, by the way. Also, you can listen to Adam Hambrick, who wrote this song from Dan and Shay, How Not To. Like, I'm just bringing in people. I love songwriters. I love the stories behind the songs. So get on iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobbycast, and I hope you listen to this. It's a show I do from my house. I can honestly understand why it's over. The world works in mysterious ways. As I play that song, How Not To, I read a tweet. The guy who wrote How Not To was Lindsay's co-writer on her single.
Oh.
Yeah, Waiting on You. That song. Same guy. Wrote her and Lindsay. Him and Lindsay wrote together. Then he was doing about, I don't know, whatever. All these worlds start colliding.
Everything collides.
It's like Arkansas. We're all cousins. So all you do, just go a couple layers. You'll find somebody related to.
Yep.
That's home.
It happens.
So I want to know about this. Yesterday in the garage, I hear Amy almost has an accident.
Like
Amy.
I have no idea what
Hey,
you're
by the way,
about.
Who's the worst driver of the entire show?
Amy.
Okay, cool. Who are you going to say?
She just goes,
yeah. How do you not remember this?
Probably me. Okay, I kind of now remember
Eddie,
what you might be talking about. But it wasn't an accident. It wasn't my fault. It was hers.
If I would have had a microphone with me, that would have been the sound that you would have heard coming out of the garage.
This?
There was someone coming in the garage, getting to work, and Amy was speeding, trying to get out of the garage.
She was flying in.
No.
Well, all I heard was squeals and a honk like that. And then I look over and I see Amy's hands up saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry,
no,
I'm sorry.
I was waving to her.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
You wave after that? Like, hi!
Okay, I know who it is now. And I remember thinking, whoa, she was coming up the ramp a little too fast and definitely was not paying attention. Like, I almost ran into her, yes, but it would have been her fault.
So when I talked to her, she said, man, Amy was coming in hot, huh?
What? No. I mean,
Amy,
coming
I'm
out
just
hot.
Going with history because sometimes I use history as my gauge of what to think currently. Currently, you don't look around when you drive.
Yeah.
You're a terrible driver.
Yeah.
You have a humongous truck.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even fit in the garage, and you're flying through there.
Well, I have had accidents in the garage before.
Yes, yeah. And finally, you've hit poles and cars.
Yeah. Yeah, but I did feel like her entrance into the garage was a little reckless.
That was her.
When you're leaving the garage, though, you have to stop right there and look to your right because they're coming in straight line.
And they don't see you.
Yeah, they don't see you. They have the right of way.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought it was like shared.
We do have. No, there's no such thing as shared right of way.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, well, then it was my fault.
Yeah. There it is.
Dang. Hey, Miguel!
Sorry.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'll work on that. Now I know.
Yo, you should have been working on that for years.
Yeah.
Danielle, good morning.
Shoot.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. What's going on?
So I wanted to tell you that I'm completely behind you about wanting them to change your picture.
Yeah. So what happened was, there's this picture up, if you just turn the radio on, and it was before I got my teeth fixed. I was like, please don't put that up. I'm so self-conscious about my teeth. I mean, I went 30 plus years without ever having my teeth fixed. And I was like, please take it down. They're like, okay, Beyonce. So now I'm Beyonce. So I'm continue on, Danielle. Thank you.
Yeah, so no, I don't think you are at all because I told my husband before we were married, I said, that I hate my teeth. So if you want to marry me, you have to understand that I'm going to have straight teeth by the time I'm 25. Like, I want you to know that. And he was like, okay, will you marry me though before that? And I said yes. So we got married. I did not have nice teeth. And so I actually don't have any of my wedding pictures up in my house because I didn't have straight teeth yet. But now I do. So I only have recent current pictures up in my house of my straight teeth.
I think people should embrace themselves, and if they want to change themselves, they should. Listen, I got no problem with people getting any sort of plastic surgery either.
Yeah.
I have a teeth done. I'm self-conscious about it. So, thank you. I appreciate the call. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Bobby.
I want to play this, and I mean, it kind of hits you in the heart. And so this 11-year-old writes this rap for a bully and gets Mac Lethal to rap it for him.
Oh.
And again, this 11-year-old boy writes it and sends it to Mac Lethal. By the way, I don't know who Mac Lethal is.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to know something.
Nah, I was keeping it cool. I know everybody was acting cool. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I don't even know who Mac Lethal is.
ML, yeah.
But apparently he's a thing because it was a story. But again, these are an 11-year-old's words, and that's why when I listen to it, it's supposed to be like, oh, this is interesting and funny. But really, it just reminds me of like kids and me and things and here.
I'm sorry that I don't like sports. That doesn't mean you can call me names and snort. I'm not as strong as you. When you punch me, it hurts. I'm still mad at you for ripping my new shirt. I lied about how it got ripped on my mom. You said that you want to hit my house with a bomb. Your friendship is something that I cherish. But why do you want me to feel so embarrassed?
So it's like, I know it's kind of funny, but it's real. Like, yeah, that's what an 11-year-old thinks. And yeah, the rhymes are fun, but still, that's like real life.
Did you ever have to lie to your mom about things that happened to you?
All the time. No, it wasn't a lie. She never asked.
Oh. I didn't know if something came up.
No, never. I was doing an interview yesterday. It kind of brought up some old stuff where he was talking about my childhood because the writer had just read my book. And after he'd spent, it was the guy who stayed with me for like 2 days and just watched every part of my life. Like, and so then he was like, hey, after the interview, I went and read your book. Can I talk to you again? And I was like, yeah, sure. So we talked for like an hour yesterday. And we just talked, and he's talking about me, relationships with parents and stuff. And I was like, I never had a single conversation with my mom in my life. Like a conversation, talking about anything. Like, I can't think of one conversation I had with her.
Do you feel like maybe there was some conversations and you blocked them out? Because I
don't think I'm blocking anything out. Well, we never talked about anything of substance. Because she had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And I was scared because she was bipolar. My mom's no longer with us. But there was never, we spoke words.
Okay.
We never talked about one thing that was like mom,
life talk,
kid.
Mom, kid talk. Yeah. Wow.
And so I kind of was like, ugh, yesterday. It's like one of those, it's good for me to have those because it's like, whoa, like that's what a feeling is. Because sometimes I just block myself off from things.
For sure.
Just completely shut down. And then I make funny sound effects to make myself, you know, to deflect from this conversation.
Mood,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a weird thing. And I feel bad for this 11-year-old because I know those are his real words. Those are his real thoughts. Even though they sound kind of kooky because it's like, you blow my house up with a bomb.
He's 11.
He's 11.
And it's obviously stuff that's been said or happened to him. So.
You're about to have a 10-year-old.
I know.
Eddie, you have a 9-year-old.
Yeah, and a 3-year-old.
And listen, your 9-year-old isn't like Mr. Athlete. He wasn't like me. He's like probably a smart, wimpy kid like I was.
Yeah, he's creative, artistic, definitely not athletic.
That's not the cool kid.
We just had that conversation too, actually, just about how, you know, if that's not for you, then you got to figure out what is for you, and we can focus on that. And just also, too, the fact of being, he's really not competitive, and I'm just trying to tell him that the world is competitive, and he needs to kind of figure that out. So having those conversations with your kids, man, it's key as a parent. It's hard. It's not easy, but it's key.
Hey, we have them with me.
Yeah.
After the show, I could use one of those.
Let's start.
Thank you. Couple things. One, you can search BobbyCast. Go to iHeartRadio and search BobbyCast or on iTunes. I did a BobbyCast with Carly Pierce, who has this song, Every Little Thing. Every little thing. Flying up the charts. I remember every little thing. And so we were talking about jobs that you know, she was trying to make it as an artist. She was working in town.
I worked a couple of retail jobs at the Opry Mills Mall. I worked at the Loft, and I worked at Banana Republic. Worked in the dressing room at both places.
I always wonder, do you think the whole time you're doing it, are you like, man, I know I'm going to make it. I'm just doing this right now, and it's just going to be part of my story.
Yeah, for sure. That was always the intention, I think.
I mean, just to listen to the story, everybody's had a different story, and everybody's story is like a real life story. Like with her too, she was talking about she ended up being a background singer for Lucy Hale because she had no other work. She was like just going to do it in a video.
And I had to take a job cleaning Airbnbs. I was depressed and just didn't know what I was going to do and randomly got called to be a backup singer in Lucy Hale's music video, Pretty Little Liars Girl. My dream was always to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, and her music video was being shot at the Opry. And I remember being like, wow, this definitely isn't how I thought I was going to stand on the Opry stage for the first time.
So she does that, and then she never tells Lucy Hale that she's like an artist. She never goes to her and goes, I'm an artist trying to make... She just sings about... And Lucy Hale starts recording her and putting her on like Instagram and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the followers start to see her, and that became like her first thing where people noticed her. Was Lucy Hale posting her online.
Wow.
So, I hope you listen to that Bobbycast. I'm just interested in people's stories, and there's time to like stretch out and talk for an hour and get the stories. And the one thing that's in common with people who are making it is that they've just failed a million times. If there's one common thing, everybody, what's the common? You have to fail a million times. Like, fail. And then maybe you get a shot. And you fail some more. And then maybe you get a second shot. It's the one commonality in anybody's success is that they just didn't go, boop, success. There was a lot of being like, well, you suck. And you fail a lot. And you finally get a little something. So I hope you listen to it. And a lot of the, like, Craig Campbell's is amazing. Chris Jansen's is so good. Jake and I get into a fist fight on one. It's called the Bobby Cast.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
So, behind the scenes, here's what happens on the show. People come and they go, hey, let's talk about this on the air. And, you know, I plan a show. And the truth is, nobody knows what's going to happen on the show. Most other shows, there's a sheet that's given out. And our way is not the right way. It's just a way. There's no such thing as a right way. And so, our thing is, I'm the only one that knows the show. And then everybody else in here just reacts because we don't have radio people on our show. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But Amy, mostly good.
Yeah. Stop.
I saw her face.
Yeah. She's like, oh.
What?
So my thing with the show is let's have as many normal people on the air as possible and not sound like a radio show. And that's what I got to do. I got to start a show. And then I brought all my friends that never been in radio. And here we are. We're all here.
Blah, blah, blah.
So I put the show all together. I come in. I keep it under lock. It's like Taylor Swift's music. How she doesn't share it with anybody because I might get out. Nobody sees it. Nobody in this room sees it. No producers see it. And I bring my sheet in, and I just go down. We talk about stuff that I have written down. And then everybody just reacts.
Yep.
Just like I want humans to react. So there's no script. There's no sheet. There's no guideline except for what I have. But that being said, given the background, Lunchbox say, I got a good idea. And sometimes we do them. Sometimes we don't. For example, Lunchbox's bit earlier this morning was he thought the fan he met at the Eric Church concert was really creepy because she'd been to over 20 shows. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You have a good opinion on that. Let's talk about it. So that was a bit that was accepted, right?
Yeah. Okay. And as the show goes on and your ideas don't get used, you start getting sadder and sadder. Like,
Oh, is that true?
Oh, you start feeling deflated. Yeah,
for sure.
You start off the morning like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get, like, my segments are going to hit it this morning, hit it. And then as you get closer to the end of the show, it's just like, oh man!
I go back and
you
review.
You sit down in your chair
and you look at everything that you kind of laid out, and you're like, "Well, delete."
Oh, I didn't know that you guys like waited even after all these years. But sometimes I hold stuff for weeks.
Well,
and then I'm like, "This is a better time for it."
Yeah, and then we light back up.
That's like an extra boost because it's like, man, it came back 2 weeks later.
That's like finding money in your pocket.
Okay. So this is way behind the scenes of the show. I like doing this sometimes.
Yeah.
So Amy sits to my left, Lunchbox to my right, and Eddie's like 90 degrees to my right. So you can all go around the room and tell me a segment that you thought should have been picked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I decided for some reason not to use yet, or I didn't use. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Because again, we don't sit in our office. We don't do, let's all do creative brainstorming. I believe as soon as the show's over, go live your life. And live your life and then jot me a note and send me a note. Because I don't. Let's not waste time not living our lives.
Love it.
Go live your life so we can bring it on the air.
Okay. Got it.
Amy.
Okay.
Give me a segment that you suggested that didn't make it.
I really, really, really want to deliver a public service announcement about tea kettles. Like, I really do.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, this one wasn't very good.
It is.
Okay, go ahead. Well,
because people need to know they need to clean their kettles.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you were supposed to, and you are supposed to. Like,
you know,
I just thought
that's a good blog.
Oh my God.
On BobbyBones.com. That's a good blog. I remember reading that and going, you know what? That's funny.
No.
But we didn't get to it.
Is there a reason why we didn't get to it?
If you research it online, you learn that other people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I thought when you bring the water to a boil, but you're not boiling the water for 20 minutes, which is what kills things. Anyways, whatever. Clean your kettles, people. I got it out there.
So you get it anyway.
Well, yeah, this is part of it. You get it out there.
But no one even uses a kettle.
Yes,
I don't know what that is.
Yes, they do.
I didn't think that was super entertaining. I didn't think anybody would be engaged into that. That's part of it, too.
Like, I don't think it always has to be entertaining as a public service announcement.
What? That's what we're here.
Okay,
what are we
going
to do, wheat prices? All right.
Stop.
Lunchbox.
Let it go.
What's a segment from you that got rejected or hasn't been used yet?
Yeah, and I think this is great, and I even brought audio in. And I want to sue the NBA and the WNBA.
Okay. These suing stories, though.
You're not going to
go ahead
sue.
For false advertising.
Why? Huh.
Because I'm watching the NBA playoffs, and I guess the WNBA is starting, and they run this commercial of all these NBA players talking about why they watch the WNBA.
I love the WNBA.
This is gorgeous.
They're huge talents.
I learned a little bit from them as well.
Stop. Steph Curry, you don't learn anything from watching the WNBA. You don't watch the WNBA, and they're like mad skills. Stop it, guys. You don't watch the WNBA. I don't need you lying to me.
What?
And you want to sue?
Yes.
Okay.
False advertising.
Amy, would you like to appear this segment?
I mean, I feel like a lot of men, my dad played basketball in college, like loves basketball. He loves women and men's basketball. He loves the WNBA.
That's not the question. Would you have wanted a segment about arguing about?
I don't really care.
Okay. I just check in. Here's what I would have said to that.
What?
Women have better fundamentals than men do.
What does that mean? Fundamentals?
They do the things right.
Oh, yeah. We're more, fundamental.
Precise.
Okay. There. Thank you. Precise.
Yes, because you can't dunk.
Oh, so we
some
have
of the, a couple can.
Okay.
But guys are bigger. We're just built bigger and faster and stronger generally.
Do you think those guys are lying?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Absolutely.
Probably. But I don't care about suing. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox, for your rejected segment.
That was a good segment.
This is called Rejected Segments. Eddie, what was the segment you suggested? Because so far I'm still feeling pretty good about my rejections.
Good decisions on your
go
part
ahead,
so
go
far.
Ahead.
Dude, I had a really good game, and I thought of it, and I was like, this is exactly a game we need to play on the show. And it's called Guess the Celebrity's Real Name.
Oh, we played it 30 times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I had new people that we never knew.
Yeah, but that's not...
How many times, have we done that?
152.
Yeah.
And I like it every single
time. It's like, guys, I got a new game. It's called What Year Was It?
Oh!
Okay, it's not like What Year Was It?
But, again... We've done it a bunch.
I thought it was a great game.
And then thank you
for... Vin Diesel. Do you know Vin Diesel's real name?
It's not Vin Diesel.
Eric Church or something.
No, it's not Eric Church.
But it's Eric something.
Mark Sinclair.
Great.
How wimpy is that? I'm Mark Sinclair.
I don't even think it's that wimpy, though.
Dude, his name's Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And he steals cars.
Compared to that. And not in real life, he doesn't.
Dude, I don't know. I thought it was a good game.
All right.
Katy Perry.
Like there we go.
That's a rejected segment. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Ray, you feel like all those were rejected fairly?
Yeah.
Thank you. I have lots of things to talk about. Why don't we start? Lunchbox, tell me about this thing that happened in Orlando. Because I have audio from it. But it was a guy was in there with a gun.
He was by the rental car area, and there was reports that he had a gun. So police arrived, they surrounded the area, SWAT team, all that. It ended up he was having a mental distress, and he was trying to do the suicide by cop. So he was pointing
it
at the cops, hoping they would shoot him. After 2 hours, they were able to talk him down. He put the gun down. It ended up being a fake gun, like it wasn't even a real gun.
Oh, he really wanted to be shot, huh?
Yes, and so they took him for... I guess, observation or evaluation. But yes, no one was injured. No shots were fired. But it was a 2-hour standoff at the Orlando airport.
Golly.
Wow. I'm glad that nothing happened.
Right. Me too. Obviously.
That sucks. Like for everybody. Man, okay. How about the guy on the airplane, the unruly passenger? Okay, did you see this?
Oh, on the Southwest flight?
What?
This is amazing and terrible. A drunken Southwest Airlines passenger ran screaming onto the flight after having been kicked off the plane already. Here he is running back on the plane.
He went back on?
Yes.
So he broke free?
Again, I'd love to have seen this. I'd love to have seen it.
See, nobody look like me on this plane.
And he's yelling.
Oh, no.
He was already boarded in the bathroom. One of the passengers was like,
he was already boarded, and he went into the bathroom, and they just told us to, they're trying to get him out of the bathroom, and then they took him off the plane.
Here's an eyewitness that says the drunk passenger pushed his way back on the plane.
He, was violently getting back on the plane, pushing people. So one of the guards tackled him.
I mean, right, if nobody gets hurt, fascinating to see.
Yeah.
It's a great story for dinners for 100 days.
An issue that we've had to have removed from the aircraft.
So that's the whole thing. Nah. Crazy, huh?
A little too much fun in Vegas.
Oh, it was a Vegas
thing. Yeah, it was Vegas.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he was just hammered from partying?
I feel like a lot of times people are just drunk.
From Vegas?
Not even just Vegas, but airplane situations. Right. Yeah, Vegas is a...
I think he was just partying in Vegas, was supposed to catch his flight home to Chicago, and was like, man, I am messed up.
And just ran on the plane screaming.
See, nobody look like me on this plane!
There's some things that are just so dumb, and I'd like to talk about them, but I know we shouldn't talk about them for more than 60 seconds. So that's why this bit exists.
The Stupid Minute.
Yi Hongwai dragged a helicopter more than 33 feet with his wiener.
Wait, what? Stop.
What?
Yeah, he used his wiener to pull the helicopter in a new world record. What? He originally only intended to pull it 26 feet, but he towed the heavy military copter with a rope tied around for that 32 feet 9 inches.
Okay.
Wow.
That was the old one. They did it for 33 feet. Anyway.
Wow.
That's the thing. Okay.
His previous record was towing 6 Audis 26 feet with his wiener.
Wow.
How is that possible?
Yeah. Ray says there's audio. Ray, can I play the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. There it is.
Nah,
time's up, Stupid Minute.
The Stupid Minute.
Can't talk about it anymore. We hit our time there. What an amazing
story.
Many
questions.
I'd like to do the stupid 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do this Family Feud style. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Welcome to the Bobby Feud. Our contestants are Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Born ready.
This just comes in. The injuries doctors see most during the summer months.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Concussions.
Huh. Interesting.
Show me concussions. Amy.
Cooking injuries.
Cooking injuries.
What?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Swimming.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Good
swimming.
One.
Show me swimming injuries. There it is.
Yeah.
You want to keep the category?
I want to keep the category.
There are three more answers on the board. Over to Lunchbox as we play the Bobby Feud. Show me what doctors see the most injuries during the summer.
Now that I got the theme of the game, I got it. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Trampoline.
He says trampoline.
Huh.
Show me trampoline. Strike one.
What? No trampoline.
No, go ahead.
Broken bones.
Broken bones, he says. Show me broken bones.
Wow.
The injuries doctors see most during the summer months. Lunchbox.
So dumb. This is so easy. Give me Morgan's face sunburn.
Show me sunburn. Yeah.
Good one.
Two left on the board.
Oh. Ooh. Lunchbox.
You already have the category.
Oh, yeah.
I'm again yelling your name.
You're at the lake, and you have a little too much to drink. Alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning. Food poisoning's on here. I'll accept it.
Yeah. Oh, man, so we got one more.
One more. Lunchbox, there you go. It's the Bobby Feud. Doctors see these most during the summer months.
What do you do summer?
It's actually the number one answer, too.
It's the number one answer. You hurt yourself by riding your bike and crashing and injuring yourself. Sprains!
Amy, to steal the category. I need the number one answer. The injuries doctors see most during the summer months. For the win.
Spider bites.
Spider bites. Show me. Spider bites. Survey says. Lunchbox is our winner. And the winner, the number one answer was dehydration. Heat-related illness. Our winner is Lunchbox.
All I do is win, win, win.
The Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's see what's in Amy's pile over there. What do you have?
Mary Kay Letourneau has split from her schoolboy crush after 20 years.
Yeah, so that was a story when we were kids.
Yeah.
That she was a teacher, and I believe he was a young teenager at the time.
He was in the sixth grade. And he became her husband later.
So she went to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
Then got out, and they were still together.
For 20 years.
They've been together for 20 years.
And they just split.
And people were like, well, you know what? It was illegal, and it's just it's not good. It's still not okay. I don't care if they've been together 100 years. It's still not okay. She was a teacher with a sixth grader. Now, she did go to jail, and she did serve her sentence. So, like, I don't think she should face any more time, but I'm still creeped out by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they split up. I wonder if it was kind of like one of those Bachelor things where since she got in trouble for it and she got out, they had to stay together for a while to get everybody off their case.
Oh,
because, like,
maybe.
The Bachelor, when they do it, even though they're going to break up, they stay together for a while.
Yeah. Keep everybody just thinking keep they're everybody, together.
Yeah, for the sake of the show.
Well, she got out of prison, was on, like, probation or parole, and they got caught being together. So she went back to prison for more time, and then when she got out, he was 18, and they could be together.
Wow.
Oh.
Crazy. Yeah, it just kind of creeps me out. That's crazy news. They're splitting, though.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette's song. She's making it into a musical, and it'll be out 2018.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That was a huge record, again, for us as kids.
Yes.
I mean,
I remember being in my room with the door closed, just playing that CD over and over.
Just taking and being like, I don't even like society. Is that how you were doing it?
I didn't really know what she was singing about. That was as far as I went. Like being a rebel.
Ironic was on that record.
Mm-hmm.
Head Over Feet, You Ought to Know.
Good one.
I Don't Know.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big one. Yeah, that's cool because you know what I like about musicals? When they have songs I know. I'm not cultured
exactly.
enough to go to a musical and just... I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, probably the biggest one ever, or Les Miserables. Never seen that one.
Yeah.
But I went and watched the Frankie Valli one, the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
But I knew the songs. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I know the songs. So, yeah, that was good. What else?
United operated 23 flights on planes not airworthy.
Yeah.
Like, they were in poor condition. So, they've been fined, like, almost $500,000.
I saw this last night. I tweeted it. I was like, well, this makes me feel really safe. Because, I don't know. It could be something that they've... But they got caught.
Yeah. I'm like, whose oversight was this? Because they needed to probably... Maybe just be suspended for
they
a little
should
bit.
Be, it seems
fired.
Like they should be more than $500,000. Like
the fine, yeah.
Yes, I mean that's not even a hair on the butt of that of them. Like you need to go after some of that head hair.
It's
not,
gross.
Not pluck a butt hair.
It's a gross metaphor.
Yes, what is that?
Thank you.
Okay.
One more. Give me something else. What's the name of his pile over there?
Well, this one I think made you laugh out loud as well, but Trump is handing out his cell phone number to world leaders.
Hey, keeping it real.
He's like, yo, 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 just call me on my cell phone.
Hey, hit up the cell, yo. Hey, Merkel, hit me up on Sally Yo. Call me. Bob, 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 Trump.
It's not difficult protocol for presidents to do that, but
what is? What is with the president?
Call me on my cell phone.
Yeah. The PM would call me on my cell phone.
PM.
Late night when he needs
some
that bomb.
Help.
All right, there you go.
Oh, man.
Goodbye. That's from Amy's pile. Go.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Tomorrow, Adam Craig is going to be in. I'm telling you, you're going to love this guy. He's got that. He got a song that's really good called Just a Phase. Anyway, he'll be in tomorrow. Our producer, Morgan, is here. Morgan sits in the glass room, runs the show from behind the scenes. Morgan, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Morgan's never done what they funneling a beer?
Beer.
Is it called
bong.
A beer bong?
Beer bong.
Thing?
Beer bong.
Yeah.
I'm not. Listen, I've never even drank beer. So I don't know. But funneling a beer and a beer bong, same thing.
The same thing.
For continuity, we'll just call it beer bong.
Yeah.
Or is that bad?
No, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Okay, I just didn't hear the word bong. I'm like, hey, man.
That's why you say beer in front of it.
Okay. Yeah. So Morgan's never done a beer bong. And she said she was watching teens this weekend.
But they were college kids.
She's like, I was watching the teens. So she's never done this. So what we're going to do on Friday's show, because it's a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. On Friday's show, Morgan is going to beer bong her first bong of beer.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I'm so nervous. What if I throw it up?
You might.
That's what I think you're going to do. You're probably going to throw it up.
What's the key to beer bong, Lunchbox?
I mean, it takes practice. The first time is rough. And if you haven't done it in a while, you're probably going to throw up.
Could you come in and nail it Friday to show her how to do it?
Yes.
Woo! Yeah, maybe.
Yeah! Still got it.
All right, lunch.
Man.
Yeah.
It has been a long time since I've seen the beer bong.
Do you know who Lunchbox is starting to be like?
Who?
Will Ferrell in Old School. he's now approaching that.
Yeah, that's the past. Dallas drinking days.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been a long time.
I mean, because beer bong, I haven't done that since, oh boy, my mid-20s.
Is it like riding a bike, though, for you?
I assume it would be. Yeah. I assume it would be.
So the master will show you.
Oh, my gosh.
Although, Ray, you're quite the little party animal.
I would put it down so fast it wouldn't even be interesting to watch.
I can see
that.
Well, that's interesting.
So is Ray manlier than Lunchbox because he can beer bong better?
Oh, let's add
absolutely.
That to this.
Whoa. That doesn't have anything to do with being more manly.
Well, sure it does. Driving.
No. Hold on. Who can drink more? Ray will be drunk off the one beer. That doesn't make him drink more.
It's like running speed or running distance. Exactly. They're just different things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, what do you consider more manly?
Beer bong and fast. Yeah.
Guys, it sounds like Lunchbox is a little nervous.
Lunchbox is nervous.
No. There's no nerves at all. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, I don't even
take it.
Do you have a beer bong?
We'll get one for Friday's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Could you take him?
Walmart?
Ray? Oh, yeah, no problem.
We got a competition over here, and Morgan's going to do it first everyone Friday.
I love it.
So do they sell beer bombs and we have to make it?
No, you can go like Spencer's and get one. Because I would always go to Spencer's Corner and look around as a kid. Be like, what's all this stuff?
Spencer's.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Spencer's Corner?
Of course. Yes. It was real dark in there.
They have wiener shot glasses and stuff. I'd be like, it's a wiener.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff that you can.
Two things I shouldn't have. A wiener and a shot glass at the same time. And I was like, man, that's cool. Okay, Friday's show is just going to be nuts. Tomorrow, Adam Craig, he's going to miss the whole thing. He's in it tomorrow. But, all right. Are we good? Everybody good?
I love it.
The Battle of the Beer Bongs between these two. Oh, we even have an alliteration. The Battle of the Beer Bongs.
The Battle of the Beer Bongs.
On the Bobby Bones
show.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Morgan will do her first ever on Friday. Wow. All right. Get your Bobby Bones. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. We're going to go. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Played some of that Scotty McCreery today. 5 more minutes. Hope you like that song. I give myself 5 more minutes. Also, there's a new Bobby Cast up with Carly Pierce. Just search Bobby Cast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. This is our talking about background singing for Lucy Hale.
And I had to take a job cleaning Airbnbs. I was depressed and just didn't know what I was going to do and randomly got called to be a backup singer in Lucy Hale's music video, Pretty Little Liars Girl. My dream was always to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, and her music video was being shot at the Opry. And I remember being like, wow, this definitely isn't how I thought I was going to stand on the Opry stage for the first time.
And then she has the song Every Little Thing.
Oh, wow.
Just search Bobby Cast. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. The Bobby Bones Show.